when we're teaching reading strategies, we want to start with some of the immediate demands that students are facing. For example, if we're concerned about the student's ability to read a novel that is being covered in the English class, that may suggest a particular strategy, as opposed to if we're particularly concerned about his or her ability to read and navigate their science text. It's important for us to teach strategies that have as much immediate relevance as possible for students so they can see some immediate payoff that will keep them engaged with us. So that's the first guideline. Teach a strategy that is in a close alignment with the most immediate demands that students are facing in their schoolwork. Secondly, we don't rely on one strategy to help us be effective readers. We are paraphrasing, we are monitoring our comprehension, we are asking questions, we are visualizing material. There's a host of strategic actions that we are taking on an ongoing basis. So, kids who struggle in learning need the same array of skills, arrows in their quiver. And so while we may start by teaching one strategy, what we need to do is build upon that. If you look at the National Reading Panel study, they outlined, based on the literature, some high-leverage strategies. Among them are questioning, summarization, visualization, monitoring. So we should be choosing among those, and then when we teach them to mastery, make certain that they learn how to generalize the strategies. Then when we introduce another strategy, we need to teach that to mastery, to generalization, and so forth. But we need to also integrate it with previously learned strategies and have ongoing conversations with students about the strategies that they've been learning.